Yep, he's planning another project. So this Father's Day at Lowe's, tap into free gifts for dad. Get a free select Craftsman power tool when you buy a Craftsman V20 charger with 2 amp hour and 4 amp hour batteries. Plus, get a free DeWalt power tool when you buy a select 20 volt max XR 4 amp hour battery kit. Dad knows our best lineup is here at Lowe's. Valid through 7/14 while supplies last. Selection varies by location.
I'm John Batchelor, the Friends of History Debating Society, with Devin Nunes of Truth Social, commenting on the weather of the Central Valley, commenting on the failure of a very large and important bank, Silicon Valley Bank, and perhaps others as well. And also, I'm asking Devin to comment on vineyards. Part of the story is that not only are startups, tech startups, troubled by the failure of the Silicon Valley Bank, but also vineyards, large vineyards in California, have deposits and money tied up in SVB. So I ask Devin, does this describe people you know in the wine business, or does this describe the billionaires who buy vineyards as an entertainment?
John, you basically hit it on the head. So this bank that you brought up, First Republic, look, well, I don't know. This is we're speaking here on a Sunday evening. I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know, you know, but there's been talk, there's been rumors of people that are going around taking their money out of this bank. And John, I had never heard of this bank. Now, evidently, this bank must be tied somehow to Silicon Valley Bank. When you mentioned all the locations of this, it's all the richest zip codes in California, and then kind of random places like Palm Beach, Florida. A couple places in Manhattan. Another giveaway, Jackson Hole, Wyoming. So clearly, this is a bank that's catering to very high-end wealthy individuals. There must be some tie to Silicon Valley Bank that we don't yet know about that we'll learn over the next 24 hours, I am sure. Now, you mentioned the vineyard industry. Now, I'm a small owner in it was a startup winery about 2 decades ago, probably one of the last wine companies that was started by just a group of ag guys, a group of farmers that, you know, put together, you know, a little bit of money to go into Napa Valley. And I will say this, not because I'm a partner, but we really are making one of the best wines in the world. It's a world-class wine right in the heart of Napa Valley called Alpha Omega. There's another company that we have on the Central Coast called Tolosa, and then a Spanish wine we call Peronet. I would argue that we're probably the last kind of non-billionaires or not last non-really wealthy people to be able to start a company like this and be successful. And what is to really, John, just a boutique wine company? This is, we're not competing with the Mondavis or the Gallos of the world. We are just making really, really nice high-end wine at a small level. Now, you're exactly right. When this news first hit that some large percentage of investment has been made by Silicon Valley Bank into the wine industry, I am scratching my head here. We don't know the total amount yet at this time, but I know that because through my experience 20 years ago, being the only ones to be able to, the last ones to really start a small kind of mom and pop startup, the rest of these wineries have all either went totally corporate or been bought by billionaires or these people who just think it's cool to make wine. And that's fine. It's good. I mean, look, I'm making my own little wine too. I don't have any issue with that, but it's kind of, it kind of has driven out only the big corporations and the tech billionaires can afford to be in the wine business in California today. And so that just makes me think at this point that perhaps a lot of the wine industry here has also been a little bit of monopoly money, as we've seen these huge run-ups in the values of these estates and wineries, and we shall see. There's been some major sales of a lot of the small mom and pops have sold out to the big corporates and billionaires, and I'm guessing it's because the monopoly money from Silicon Valley, these guys thought, well, you know, I can grow wine too. It'd be cool to have my own wine. And they invested. And now we're going to see, does that unravel? I think the good thing is that for the wineries that I'm a partner in, we thankfully did not get any loans from Silicon Valley Bank. And I don't think, I don't have any knowledge of First Republic Bank, so I'm sure that that's not us either. But there could be some damage done to the wine industry in California, maybe a correction of some level.
You speak of the Wall Street Journal report as if you had read it already, and I know you haven't. It could be devastating, said John Belletto, president of family-owned vineyard and winery Belletto Vineyards in Santa Rosa, California. His deposits with Silicon Valley Bank are small and insured, but he knows other wine businesses in the area that have uninsured deposits and could come under pressure. People are in shock. The headline, Silicon Valley Bank's failure threatens California winemakers. Hundreds of wineries deposited cash with SVB, which served as a crucial lender to vineyards. They can't make payroll, Devin. Aren't you glad you're not a customer at Silicon Valley Bank? Good heavens. We're looking at what was on Friday to be a buoyant business, selling very well across the country. People are shopping. We have jobs. Now a business that might not be able to make payroll on Monday or Friday. Devin Nunes, he is a part-time owner in a vineyard that is not exposed to the Silicon Valley Bank, in addition to being the CEO and guru of True Social, where they practice the First Amendment, and also my guide on the Central Valley through the storms and the snowmelt and the flooding of 2023. This is the Friends of History Debating Society. I'm John Batchelor.